legislation to this Congress 2 weeks later. I will not see him on that flight. But because he's gonna be meeting with the Congress. I've seen him. Does he have to see me again as I went through what? Give you an opportunity to reaffirm your commitment to the Avery, Ron Peterson's effort in the best way possible. Mark, I do know the bothers. Problem sense person.
No, I'm sorry. These credentials say I'm on those not called for about a month or two. These, we've got two, we've got to do.
Which is, I'll just sound this out. And forget why there's one of them has to be done. So they were doing the other two, then we are knocking one through.
I just think they're all such a pain in the ass. I just do them all about every 3 months, Bob.
Well, I don't like to be next to nine to death.
You got the problem of stacking, you know, guy in town unaccredited.
Medals of honor. We have to do those again.
Yeah, we've got a backlog still.
Yeah, we're going too far. You know, we've done everything to us attached on this.
Want to start shifting some back to the DA?
Yes.
We've done that. So we can do this. We've got another batch of
posthumous.
Posthumous.
Let him do those.
Okay.
Off of the violence, right? As I do not want to, I don't want to press courage on a ceremony. Understand? Live or otherwise, okay? Just keep it, make it a private ceremony.
The violence too?
Exactly. It's not a particularly good thing to be on the press on. I don't want to be talking about just telling this. Make it a private ceremony, clear. And maybe I won't mind doing it.
On the right side, about the third down, as I went down on the left side.
Russ Whitecast, the white kid. Was he about that age, 6 or 8?
Yeah.
I always heard that, you know, when I heard about the incident was slow to music. That's the whole point. If anybody had been there on any cars, all I gave was the third guy in the line. And I didn't know if it was a third in any day. Now, the point is, anybody with PRs will remember it was a very amusing incident. I'll see if any of them remember. I don't remember the guy that said scared. And we've got to get somebody else in there and cover. I'm sure they will. I didn't give them that because I didn't know.
Australia or Mexico?
He could do anything.
He could do any of the Bill Marriott. Could he do Australia?
We gotta
terrible.
That's a bad guy. enjoy that kind of stuff. Let it just come naturally. I mean, come and say hello. I don't think the other agree.
The others are doing it because of talking about it.
It doesn't come naturally there. It's uncomfortable.
But it'll come naturally. They're getting a few of them. And just show us no. You can't take a guy and make him do it, but I think you can point out to them. They've been afraid to do it. Tell the stories about Nixon instead of outlining programs. And if we can just, each guy can push him over to doing it once, he finds out that he gets it's a better speech than the substantive one. Gets a better reception. Makes him look better.
It's a little different bothersome. If you look at it now, the entire thing, all that comes out of that is process. Henry's old, everything, all work, he did hours and hours of background. Nothing in terms of the presence of participation work. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, maybe it isn't worth. I just wonder if we shouldn't really try to go ahead and do it the way it's natural for us.
No.
And we sort of went this way because confidence raised the point. That's really where it all started.
Yep, and he's absolutely right. And it is, we shouldn't just do it the way it's natural. We should work the other way, and I think we can make a lot of headway.
One thing they might do, is I do quite a bit of this stuff, and it's always interesting, it's never dull, even introducing a George Bush by bringing in something about Hoover Mills, and getting the rest and going over there and doing this other stuff. Has anybody thought about trying to make a little something out of those things? Or I suppose they have.
Yeah.
You've got to make something out of that collection. You create, if you've got awareness, you've got to say, well, you've got to make some thoughtful man on orthodoxy or the courage. And then a skillful man that has the doses of introductions. Now, who does that in charge of that? Yes,
fine. As we're going now, it's this whole new effort posted thing again. Staffing up for it, getting reorganized for it on an individual basis.
Shifting then,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it. But really, I'm thinking about this to get across that.
It's an individual basis of getting other people to do it. He's not doing it.
Somebody just sort of discovers and tries it someday.
Maybe that's true.
Oh.
That's what he's planning on. And part of it is you got to get it into somebody's hands before it gets into other people's.
Yeah, I think about it, he's a tiger.
Into some articles and start building the more of the idea that we can get it played off on the TV.
And Rogers, please. Christ Almighty. We have just a question, and I think the thing that they ought to get across sometimes that I just don't get up and read something or memorize something. The staff does. We mentioned that on several occasions because that's what people appreciate. Yeah, sometimes you have an idea in your own, like a little reference to Sandberg today. See, my point, it could well come out of us.
Yeah.
I wondered if you could send over a copy of that so that I could take a study it tonight and take a look. I have no area of it out. If you could just send it over here. Crap. Yeah. And then let's try that, and we'll just sort of think what our options are.
Okay.
present.
They, they try to work on it. There's comment about the, where first reading, where our management is, he said, and to show you how angry he is, totally out of his depth, that they've done on something that, he said, for example, he says, why is it that Ehrlichman reading to Republican senators and has refused to testify before the committees with regard to revenue share? And I said, Henry, did you tell him that Ehrlichman briefed all the Democratic congressmen senators and has agreed to go up and answer questions by the total Democratic caucus? No, I got that. See, he doesn't do it. He has no... He isn't the best man to talk to people about something like this. It's a question.
Well, if he does, when he gets something like that,
he should say, well, let me check.
He should get to John right away, not to you.
I said, John, give Preston a call. Say, I understand. Let Preston squeal at him. I think he's got a nail on a bitch, right where he is, or is it where?
Sure it is.
Yeah. Yes, I understood Dr. Kissinger, you raised this point. I think you should know, not only when we've done this, but I have offered, there's a standing offer. We made it to Mansfield, we made it to Albert, we made it to the committees and all the rest. Obviously, the testimony has to be given by Kevin Officer, White House staff members cannot testify. What he's reading from Shudroff is that Henry went on the television and said something substantive about Lowell's or something. I think it was Henry was. Don't get an uproar about it. You just let it on television. Would you agree? And we will.
Over and calling me today. I don't be calling me tomorrow. The opportunity is gone.
I can give up.
First time in 2 years he's calling me.
Maybe he must have gotten seen me. It's fine.
I want to see you. They call me. I'll check your attendance.
Oh, yeah.
Since you have a secret meeting, I think, or something.
We'll have a little further out opportunity to talk tomorrow. It's all over. It's probably a good start, manager. You know what I mean? It's basically a question of running, fighting riders, being suspicious. All the rest, goddamn it. I think at the present time, we have an interesting situation where both Rogers and Laird are beginning to pull in a little. You know, they want to get along. They, what I mean is they see election. And they want to help. They really do.
Sure.
You agree or not?
Yes.
Right. This is what Henry doesn't understand. And goddamn it, I've got to work with him on that sort of thing.
You got to recognize, you know, so Rogers doesn't control the State Department. That's
who has
just does. Nobody has before. It's too bad he doesn't. It'd be nice if he did. But so the State Department people didn't leak stories and bitch about Henry. But they do. And they always have bitches about the White House. Got here when he had a stroke.
I think it's a mistake, actually, to have him for, he said, Ziegler approval for him to go on television. You remember? I thought I understand that Henry was not going to
and I'm surprised Ziegler approved it. Because Henry's talked to me usually.
But things like this, you check this out.
And he had you know, this one thing where he was going to go on this background thing about the president and how the decisions were made and all that. And then he came in and told me they wanted to expand it to make it a more lengthy thing, go into substance. And should he do it? And I said, no, sir, don't get trapped in that.
And Henry said they asked only one substantive question. It was Bernard Call, of all people. He should have gone to, not have gone on the call. I think, I want you to check this later and see what happened. I think Ziegler's got to understand Henry Kissinger is not to go on television, period.
Well, I don't think he should go on at all.
We have greater knowing.
Yes, I do.
I just say it's too dangerous. They're always going to ask him substantive questions. And Henry will not refuse to answer a substantive question.
Right?
So that's what he told me in this case, that's why he answered the question, he got into trouble.
It's a tough one to sell, but I don't think Henry or John, either one should go on television.
Either one.
I don't think a guy,
no, either one.
Now, George Shultz can, because he is subject to congressional questioning.
Also, he's a cabinet officer.
And he's a cabinet officer. Now, I don't think your staff people go on.
No, staff members, I think, should go on television. I don't think Flanagan should go on. I don't think that McGregor should go on. He might be the one. No, I don't have him go on.
He should.
I think we just have to,
except when you do the human interest thing. If you got him on, you know, it ain't going to work.
Well, they will.
Well, I think Doug Rose went on, you know, did her kind of
thing. I suppose that's true. But don't have Henry go on. It's just not have, they don't ask Henry human interest questions. He's not a human interest kind of guy.
That's where McGregor, I think, could go on, because he's not a substitute.
Yeah.
And he's an operational guy. If he goes on the human stuff, not the other.
Oh, you're not right, but I just didn't see how that progressed. You know, I've been trying to be so careful about this week. Foreign policy and so forth to keep Henry out of it. He asked me.
That's what I asked him. He asked about a long time ago.
I said, no.
No, you told him yes on one. That was the one at least I think that's the one he did, because that's the one he was trying to get me to.
He asked me again. He asked again last week whether or not he should go on television. No. What he asked me about was going on with that fellow that was here at the White House. And I said, no. I thought that covered it all for him. I said, no, Henry, I just don't think you should go on television. He's smart. Well, so we stop for the future.
I think the staff is a lot more stronger and safer if they work in the side, if their advice is for you, not for the world.
Chase it down and get it galloped up yet?
Oh, yeah.
That's not very good. They're not
the final paper. It'll be either 52 or 53.
I'm sorry.
I said, what do you see, their last one was 56, the one they did at least
65.
No, but it ended at 56. 56-33. And they didn't release it. And
Dwight asked him what he thought the reason for the drop was.
Dave, he said, immediately he said, lobbyists. And he said, but then he said, well, it wasn't certain. Of course he did, it can't be. They got a poll coming out this Sunday. This one will not come out until next Thursday or Sunday. They got a poll coming out this Sunday that they found that 2-1 people think the invasion of Laos will lengthen the war. Which would be 66. Which is the same thing against the thinks Laos is a...
Is what it is. I think it is true.
It's a bad factor. If it's 52, that would be the same as the December.
The one they last printed.
The one they last printed.
That's right.
So it showed no change. I think the strong loss could not, but I suppose
I don't think it's that.
I don't. That surprises me.
Our own, though, particularly what others. You see, they never did reflect the upward curve on Italy. They had 56, we had 60.
We had 66.
Well, I don't know. 66. We took the two together.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Two together. Yeah, 60 and 59.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Our 66 was January 5th.
That may have been too high. I think 52, this is about, we're going to go through this period now, and it's going to be pretty tough with the mobs and all that sort of thing. On the other hand, we'll take a time during Cambodia. Cambodia was a very different thing.
It sure was, because we were, well, getting instant results.
Well, no, there was something else, too. They can talk all they want about going on the air in Cambodia. That didn't. You see, we didn't do it on Laos. This is a very different thing. This low key business and so forth, maybe not so much, but it isn't definitely giving them their opportunity to come on. That's why we didn't get the Adria thing out of the way. They answer questions on Laos on television is a bad idea. But then I had to get into it. 57 or 54. an acre long. And he's got a string bunch of them. And he never rented the 56, did he? Anyway, that's not a significant change.
You were 54 before Cambodia, then you did an April poll was 56, and a May poll was 57.
Yeah.
Which wasn't released, and then the later May poll was 59.
Yeah.
Which was released, and then June went down to 55.
Yeah.
And July up to 61.
That was after the conversation. And rather than after you were out in Cambodia,
yeah.
Well, I'm sure that made a difference. The other thing, too, was this, that to realize that I don't think that all this monstrous is passing around this domestic zoo makes a hell of a lot of difference. You know what I mean? What do you think? We've been through this before. Does our economic thing now begin to look a little better? What was the negative on the other one? The 52, the December
34.
So this is about the same as 35.
This is 52, 35, that is 52, 34. This may be 53.
Yeah. They play funny.
Well, there's doubts, they always come out on the low side, they've never gone up, but they thought it was a might be.
I see no reason for us to pull. Do you?
I don't think so.
Does it mean?
Nothing we do with it that doesn't measure anything specific, which is what we've tried to do with our polls. I think we ought to maybe pull out to the press conference. If you have one next week, or if there's any event along the way.
I'm not sure. After the press conference.
We ought to keep polling fairly regularly. I don't think we should
think you're right.
I don't think we should, because you need to keep the trend.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we have a poll now, and then one after the press conference? Do the same, but split it again.
Shall we do that? Get before and after and see what...
Yeah, for a do one over the weekend now?
No, for sure. Friday nights.
Sure. Or this?
Yeah, because they can't get it to their people.
Yeah.
We do it the first week.
Yeah, do it Monday and Tuesday. Should we do that?
So we are stuff we don't do over the weekends, or not anyway.
So much. Good.